Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohr ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Some changes coming to that intro that you just heard. That's right. Ominous, right? I don't know exactly when, but definitely before the end of the year, some changes coming to that intro and also to the podcast here a little bit. Stay tuned for that. I'm like really excited to share with you what we've got going on and what we've got coming up for you here. So welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Whatever you're up to right now, hope all's going well. I am Rick Mulready, and I'm here to help online experts grow and scale your business so that you can reach and help more people in your business, so that you can amplify your impact in your business. When you do all those things, Not only will you increase your revenue, but you and your audience will have better lives as a result of you doing those things. And that's what this is all about, right? Hey, if you've not already, make sure to hit that subscribe button in your podcast app so that you don't miss any of the two weekly episodes that I put out for you here on the show, just like this Wednesday one and also Friday quick tip episodes. And thank you so much in advance, my friend, for subscribing to the podcast, because it's a big help here to the show, actually. Joining me on the show today is my buddy, Craig Ballantyne. Now, if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll know that Craig's been on the show before, back on episode 193, where we talked about how he used Instagram stories to sell over $500,000 in high ticket workshops. Craig's actually one of my original mentors, as I started following his work online way back in 2010, back when I was trying to figure out this whole world of online business. And I had no clue. I went to a couple of his in-person workshops. I remember I flew to Denver to go to an in-person workshop with him and his business partner at the time. And I've been following him since and connected more and more with him over the past few years. He, early on in his business, he used to be in the fitness space with his brand called Turbulence Training. He then started a brand called Internet Independence, and he had that for a while. And he's gone through a big shift in his business over the past couple of years, becoming owner of the website called Early to Rise. Maybe you've heard of ETR. And he's also a best-selling author of books like The Perfect Day Formula, and also his latest book, which is called Unstoppable: How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and Life. And when I had Craig back on the show, back on episode 193, the feedback was insane. Like, everybody loved that episode. And since then, Craig has been testing a lot of different strategies on Instagram for selling more of your products and services and also growing your following, which is why I wanted to have him back on to share those updated strategies with you. And so, as you're going to hear, Craig describes his use of Instagram as social selling rather than social media. And he has a very specific strategy for how he uses Instagram to both sell more and grow his business and also his following, and also a very specific strategy for how he teaches it. So today we're going to dive into all those strategies, including how he qualifies the people who direct message him on Instagram, what his message sequence to prospects is on Instagram DM, and also how he uses video in direct message to stand out from the crowd. Craig's going to share his VPS formula, that he calls it, for posting in the Instagram newsfeed. And he even breaks down some of the posts on both his Instagram feed and also my Instagram feed, which we're working on. And so we actually pull up, the feeds during this interview. And we did this interview on Zoom. So I recorded the screen so that you can see both his feed and my feed as he is giving feedback. Like, he's showing some of the things that he does in his feed, and then he kind of tears apart a little bit about my feed, which is totally cool. And so you can find that video over on the show notes page for today's episode, which is rickmulready.com/302, as in 302 episodes here on the show today. We talk about how to strategically use IGTV. Craig shares his experience using paid shoutouts from quote unquote Instagram influencers and if he found them beneficial or not. He also shares some of the results that some of his clients are getting using the strategies that you're going to hear today, selling on Instagram. Like, one of the examples that he uses or that he shares is a client of his that sold a $28,000 personal training package with his Instagram selling strategies that you're going to learn here today. So we get both tactical and strategic on the show today. And this one's chock full, my friends. Super pumped to share this interview with you. So let's go hang out with Craig Ballantyne. Craig, welcome back to the podcast. How you doing, man?
Hey, I am great. This is going to be so much fun, Rick. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. So I was looking this morning, and the last time you're on was episode 193. And we're in, I don't even know what number this is. We're in like the high 200s right now. So almost 100 episodes ago. And that has been one of the more talked about episodes we've done here on the show. And the title of that episode was How He Used Instagram Stories to Sell Over $500,000 in quote high ticket workshops.
Yeah.
You have this formula that you've really perfected, if you will, and are constantly looking to improve for
one of my clients sold a $28,000 personal training package through Instagram the other day, and another one sold a $40,000 massage school through Instagram the other day. Like, they're better than I am these days.
All right. I want to get into this here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Before we dive into that, let's refresh everybody here listening to the show who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I am the great Canadian Craig Ballantyne. So I was thinking maybe the episode was really talked about because nobody could understand what I was saying with my Canadian accent. But it was a great episode for sure. And so I grew up in Canada, the beautiful country up north, and I wanted to be a personal trainer sort of thing. I got wrapped up in Men's Health magazine. I started selling my own fitness programs, kind of like P90X. I was Canada's version of Tony Horton, and did that for about 12 years. And then I transitioned into helping small business owners, much like you help small business owners, to grow their businesses, to get more done. So I'm a little bit different in what I teach people. I don't know the ins and outs of Facebook as well as you do, but I help people be more productive, but also get their teams together, leadership. And then as far as lead generation for that business, I break it down into like one third is referrals, one third is email marketing, and one third is Instagram. Right now we're getting into LinkedIn and Facebook, but Facebook groups. But right now, those are the three main strategies that we use. Also, my books probably bring in like 10% of clients as well. But Instagram was something that I kind of figured out. I started on Instagram on February 15th, 2017. I didn't have an iPhone until December of 2016. I was using a BlackBerry that I still have. I have it right here.
Does that still work?
Yeah. Yeah. But the keys are stuck. So I don't actually use it for anything other than reading stuff, but it is a 2010. So there's a lot of people out there. This thing is older than your children, and especially yours, Rick.
Yeah.
And 2010, it's a bold something. But anyways, I still use it as an alarm clock as well.
And so,
So, and that's kind of my story, I think.
When did you get on? You got on Instagram in what year or what month in 2017?
February 15th, 2017.
Not that you remember that date at all.
Well, you know, it actually came up in a memory the other day on Facebook or some, not other day, but like on February 15th, it came up on Facebook earlier this year.
Yeah.
And because I had posted something on Facebook about, hey, I just joined Instagram. And so that came up as a memory.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what I was doing for the first month at all. And then it was in April of 2017 when I made my first $5,000 sale through Instagram in the back of an Uber. So it's I'm not making that story up. It's totally true. And now I've got this t-shirt that I tell people, can you see the t-shirt, Rick?
I can. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a blue check mark from Instagram verified. And I tell people that Instagram sends this out to you when you get the blue check mark. People believe it.
Yeah.
It's not actually how I got it. I just had a guy print one for me, but it makes for a good joke.
It does. It does. I was wondering that myself. I was like, where'd you get that shirt?
Yeah. I had a guy who follows my stories. And one day I said, my favorite emoji is the shrug emoji. And he was 5 minutes later, he sent me a video on Instagram direct message of him screen printing that emoji onto a shirt. And I'm like, well, this is cool. So can you make me some other ones too? And I was like, can you get me the blue check mark and a couple other ones? And so he, you know, this day and age, you can get anything done. And that's how it worked.
Nice. I love it. So in the last episode you were on, you broke down your strategy and how you do sell these big ticket packages. You said April 2017. So 2 months after you joined, you're selling a $5,000 workshop from Instagram stories. And so,
yeah. Well, actually, that was an Instagram post. And I figured out Instagram stories a few months later. But essentially, real quick to go back to the last episode, I use the analogy that Instagram stories are very much like email. You want to get, people opt in to watch your stories. You want to get some curiosity, much like a subject line. Then you do some content. Then you do a call to action. Very simple. Try and keep it to about a minute. But we've actually found some ways of improving the response. It was me copying a friend who didn't want to do video. So we can talk about that too.
Not wanting to do video?
Yeah. My whole thing that I teach with the Instagram stories originally was make a minute long video. Make a minute long video with some curiosity at the start, kind of like, hey, did you see that thing that Zuckerberg did that's totally going to screw up your Facebook? Well, he also did something that's totally going to make Facebook amazing. And so he's launching this Bitcoin thing and whatever. So, that's the curiosity that you get going. And then you go into the whole teaching. And then at the end, you go, listen, right now, I've just told you so much, and you're probably more confused than ever about Facebook. We all have a love-hate relationship with it. But I want to turn you back to the good side and away from the dark side. I'm going to show you how to make money on Facebook in the new era. So, it's like Facebook 5.0 here. And you know what? I've got a brand new course. Just swipe up right now and I'll show you how to make money on Facebook. Okay. So just do that right now. But please hurry because, XYZ and ABC, it's going away or the price is going up or whatever. So, it's classic call to action at the end. So that's what I would do in a video. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a friend who doesn't want to do video. And so what he did was he was doing his entire story through text, and he would use the modern text. It looks really nice when he uses the modern text, which is the option in Instagram on a white text on a black background and very small number of words. And he would, teach a marketing story, and then he would have a call to action. He's a business consultant, really dives into your numbers. His Instagram handle is @RobHanley. H-A-N-L-Y, Rob, H-A-N-L-Y, Rob Hanley, good Aussie bloke, lives over in Portugal right now. And so he was doing these stories and he was like, hey man, I'm using your Instagram method and I just got a $40,000 consulting client and I got this. And and then a couple months went by, he's like, I'm up to over six figures from Instagram stories using your system. But I'm like, well, you never do any video. How is this working? So, I just watched it and it's fun. It's engaging. There's lots of polls in there, very classic Frank Kern style stuff where you elevate celebrity and you give yourself a name and you give your followers a name and all that sort of stuff. And by the, he just has really good calls to action in it and he's consistent with it. Mm-hmm. So one day I had really bad Wi-Fi. I'm like, oh my gosh, my video is taking a million years to upload here. So let me just do what my friend does. And I did a text slide thing, very short, and it got more direct messages than I had been getting with video. And so, you know, it's like fatigue, right? There's ad fatigue, there's video fatigue, there's content fatigue. We got to change it up. We want something new and novel. So I did something new and novel. And now what I do, I've actually, we can talk about automating your Instagram stories, because I don't do my stories anymore. I do some videos and then I just send the video file to a team member, and the team member knows what text to put in, the call to action, all that sort of stuff. But when we do the text ones, I'll just email her some text and say, hey, slide one, slide two, slide three, or I'll get one of my copywriters to write the story. So I'm not even writing the story. And then she goes into Canva. You know that app?
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Yeah. So Canva is pretty cool. And you can make some good animation. She'll run like a, you know, a 6 or 10 slide animation with text on it. And we get a lot of direct messages because we're aiming to get direct messages. Sometimes we're doing swipe ups. Mm-hmm. Remind me to talk about the most important thing about swipe ups is not expecting somebody to get a sale. Mm-hmm. Very much like when you run your, you know, when you run Facebook ads to a video, you're not expecting the long video if you're using that style to make the sale. You just want to retarget people. Mm-hmm. So when I do my swipe up stories, all I want to do is get people to swipe up so that, you know, we can retarget them. And so if I do a story, this is usually for my Instagram course. If I do a story there, whether it's video or text, we don't actually see the sales come through until about 3 days later. So we get a ton of swipe ups, right? Like 20 swipe ups on the video or the text slide, but then we won't get the 5 sales from that until, you know, if we do that on a Sunday, we'll get the sales on a Wednesday or something.
It's because you're building the retargeting audience, the people who land on the page.
Yeah. 100%.
Got it. Yeah.
100%. So, but usually we're asking for direct messages. And one thing that we've changed in our call to action, so our call to action is, hey, we tell them what they get, tell them how they can get it, which is generally send you a direct message. And then we want to put some form of urgency in there. Tell them why they need to get it now. I tell them why they need to swipe up or why they need to direct message me today. And I don't think I shared this last time, but it's something that a lot of people struggle with. Like, I don't have a deadline. You know, I'm not going to say the price is going up because the price isn't going up. I don't want to be that guy who always says the price is going up, price is never going up. I don't want to be that person who says, you know, we only have 10 digital copies available. No, we have a billion digital copies. You know, right. I don't want to be that person who makes that up. So here's a true urgency that works, even though it's not built around, you know, a limited quantity or something. But you say, hey, listen, Rick, you know, you're watching this story today because you have a problem. You have a problem, and the problem is this big in your life. Now, you're also watching this story because you have motivation to solve it. You have a lot of motivation to solve it. But Rick, if you don't take action today, tomorrow, you're going to be more frustrated. So your motivation is going to be down and you're going to be more frustrated because your problem is going to be greater. And the day after that, your problem is going to be bigger. Your motivation is going to be lower. And the next thing you know, we're not having this conversation again until January 1st. So Rick, that's why you need to take action today, because if you don't, things are only going to get worse. Mm. And that's like a legitimate urgency, right?
Totally.
Like, yeah. Like, you know what? You're right, man. If I don't, you know, I am here. I watched the entire video. If I didn't, you know, want to change, I wouldn't be watching this entire video. So you got me there. So yeah, you know what? I better at least start this conversation. And from there, have you heard of a guy named Taki Moore?
Yeah, totally. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So Taki is, you know, the millionaire coach. I'm actually in his black belt program. He's really great coach, really great teacher. And he just had this one line that he shared in one of his trainings, which was, conversions happen in conversations. And he's really big on Facebook and Facebook groups and chat and all that sort of stuff. And, you know, he bought my Instagram course and he, you know, probably went and made it 10 times more effective in his business. And he's making good money with his Instagram now. And he was just talking, and that's exactly true. If you're selling a high price thing, you don't sell it through the Instagram story. You sell it through the conversation that you have that happens because of the Instagram story. Totally. So that's the cool thing. All you want to do is get somebody to DM you something. And I think I got off on a tangent there, but when we do our DMs or our call to action, you know, we give that urgency and stuff, and we try and qualify people, because I'm, you know, doing business coaching, and I'll get people from all around the world who have no money, you know, whether it's India, Pakistan, or whether it's, you know, someone in America who's 19 years old and just starting out and they have no money. And, you know, they were like, you know, they want to get into a conversation with you. And obviously you can't get in a conversation with everybody. So, you know, we send them our books or something like that, but we actually figured out, like, I don't want to get in all these conversations. So I want to qualify the person. So I will say, hey, listen, if you want to have your first 10 figure month and, you know, make six figures this year, just type six figures in the DM. And if you're ready to scale to $1 million or more, type seven figures in the DM. And that way I know how the conversation should go, whether like, hey, you need to get on a call with my, you know, assistant coach, or, hey, you just need to buy these books, or you just need to buy this Instagram course. Or it's like, you're already doing six figures. Great. Then this is a different conversation and chat goes a different way. So, you know, and so anybody's listening in, like if you're in the health space, right? And you're a health coach or you're a fat loss coach or something, and you say, hey, listen, DM me right now if you want to lose, you know, 20, if you want to lose 20 pounds or more, or DM me right now if you just want to lose 10 pounds or less, you know, something like that. And that way, like you can, if you have multiple programs, you can move them here, you can move them that way, or you can just, it just moves the conversation up. Otherwise you have that whole like, oh, tell me, you know, where you are right now. Yeah. It just, it makes it faster. But once somebody makes that, is we don't, you know, drop a whole bunch of information. It's just the first thing I say is, hey, tell me more about your business goals and obstacles. Well, actually, the first thing I say is, hey, name, great to meet you. And this is me actually doing it, because I know
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I know some people that have other people do it. And my friend Jason Capital has actually trained other people to do it. And I don't have to be doing it, but I'm a mad scientist in this. And it's my thing. So obviously I want to be in here and learning and that sort of stuff. And it doesn't take me much time. And I spend a lot of time in Uber. So I have plenty of time to do this. So the first thing I'll say is, hey, Rick, great to meet you. And I know there are shortcut keys, but I haven't started using them. I know there are shortcut keys for text messaging and there might be for Instagram, but I haven't used them, or a shortcut app or whatever. After I say that, then it's another message. And the next message will be, tell me more about your business goals and obstacles. And I've typed that so many times that Instagram just shows me the words. So it's like it's three clicks. And then I have a standard video that I film every couple of days that's about 7 seconds long. And it says the exact same thing. It says, hey, great to meet you. Just drop me a little message below and tell me about your business goals and obstacles. Really cool to meet you again. Can't wait to talk to you. So that way, you know, I don't personalize it. You could personalize it. And, you know, if you're getting just a few direct messages, you can say, hey, Rick, great to meet you. And they're like, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So I do that. And so those are the three things that I send out. They reply back and then we kind of triage them into, oh yeah, I'm 100. Then I say, if I'm ready, I'm like, I'm 100% confident that we can help you. Your next step is to jump on a quick call with my program director, Ron. And here's his calendar link. It's, you know, callwithcoachron.com. And that's the exact, you know, thing. And they go and they book a call with Ron. And I send a little note to Ron about Ron, you know, this guy, Rick, he's perfect for the workshop, or he's perfect for one-on-one phone coaching with you instead of me, because he needs your help, or with our other coach, or, you know, he just needs to buy the Instagram course or whatever it is. And that's how we go from somebody watches your story all the way to getting them on a call, just like you would do through Facebook chat, or just like you would do through, you know, Facebook ad to webinar to coaching application, all that type of stuff. And so whatever your business, whether you're selling real estate, you know, we have real estate agents doing this, or we have, you know, I have people selling massage schools. I have people selling gold jewelry. I have people, man, selling the weirdest. I have America's number one rodeo rider. He won the championship last year, is one of my coaching clients, and he sells belt buckles and jackets and boots and stuff. And he uses Instagram to do it too. So, you know, it's
successfully.
Yeah. It's so cool.
Now, for everybody listening, I mean, Craig basically just took us through the process, right, of what the IG DM experience is like, right, to get clients. We've also break that down for the last, in the last episode that we did together. So if you've not yet listened to that, definitely go back and check that out. Again, it's episode 193. Okay. So
one other thing I should mention is that,
yeah.
So everybody listening, hopefully you've heard this phrase before, but there are seven important words. And I want you to write these down. Obviously, if you're driving, you know, let your Tesla take over and then write them down. No, I'm just kidding. You know, write these down whenever you can set aside just some time. It's enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. So the old Robert Collier quote. I believe it's Robert Cabot or Robert Collier, one of those two guys. Anyways, enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. And so what that means is when you're making content for anything, whether it's an email or an Instagram story or even a Facebook ad, you want to enter the conversation, like what's going on in their head. And so the conversation in your client's mind or your prospect or reader or viewer's mind is different on Monday than it is on Friday. It doesn't matter what industry you're in, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, for the weight loss world, which is where I spent many, many years, you know, on Monday morning, you're all fired up. You're a little bit remorseful and a lot motivated. And, you know, Monday, I always called Monday in the fitness world, New Year's Day every Monday. Every Monday is New Year's Day in the fitness world. It's the greatest day. It's the best day of sales. Everybody's back on the wagon, but they want to buy something that they can use 5 minutes later. So what are you going to do? You're going to enter the conversation and go, hey, listen, don't worry what happened on the weekend. You know what? I'm going to teach you this one thing that you can do so you can lose all the weekend weight and get back on track. All right. So, you know, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Let's go. Here's what you're going to do. This, that, and the other thing. Now, what you're going to do to get the one thing to help you lose the weekend weight is swipe up now. I'll show you how. Or you're just going to send me a direct message and say weekend weight in the direct message, just so I know, you know, I get a lot of direct messages and I want to make sure that I get the right thing to you. So that, you know, enter the conversation in the prospect's mind. So you do that 7 days a week. The other thing that you do is some days we do video, some days we do text slides, and we kind of alternate it and we track sales of products and we say, hey, listen, we get a lot of Instagram course sales on Wednesday and Sunday. So I'm going to do my Instagram stories around the Instagram course on those 2 days. I'm going to do coaching Instagram stories on Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. We don't get a lot of sales on Saturday. People are not that busy on Saturday or not that interested in Instagram on Saturday, but I'll tell you what, Sunday, people are on Instagram more than it seems to me, because my views on a story on Sunday are sometimes twice as much as what you
get. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I went to church when I was a kid a lot. And, you know, my mom still goes to church all the time. And I think, well, I don't want to sell on Sundays. See, like when I was a kid, you couldn't even go, like they didn't have Sunday shopping when I was a kid. So,
yeah,
you know, I've kind of like ingrained in my mind, you don't sell on Sunday. And for a while there, all I was doing were these Sunday motivational videos. You know, like, hey, you know, forget about the mistakes of last week. You know, this week's going to be amazing. And then I was like, well, that's nice, but it's not really a great business decision when twice as many people are watching these stories on Sunday.
Yeah.
So now we either do the text one or we do a motivational one with a call to action. And we track the number of direct messages we get from each story. And we do track the number of views per slide, but that really doesn't tell us too much. But anytime we do a story, like let's say, you know, today's video story that I did got a lot of direct messages. Well, what I do then is I tell my team, okay, the video version, let's save this. We'll rerun it in about 8 weeks, but let's do a text version, a text slide version in 2 or 3 weeks where it's the same message, but it's just in text. Mm-hmm. And it should, you know, it saves us from like coming up with new ideas.
Totally. Yeah.
So we rotate, you know, we do a couple of videos, then a text day, then a video, then a text day. And, you know, so the people are always like kind of wondering what's next, you know, what's coming up here. Because if you become predictable, if you're like the guy in front of the whiteboard every day, that gets old, that gets stale, and your story views will drop.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to have stuff in there that totally surprises them. That's kind of like, you know, an Easter egg. You know, they're expecting like, oh, Craig's going to do his message again. And then, whoa, all of a sudden, like here he is in Las Vegas doing something totally I didn't expect. You got to have that stuff in there from time to time so that, you know, people are always excited to go in to your stories and see what you're up to. So Grant Cardone is great at this. I mean, Grant Cardone, he has a lot of money. He lives an interesting life. But he has great engagement in his stories because you really don't know what's going to be in there when you go in. And that guy, he has no rules for his, like he doesn't follow any Instagram rules. He doesn't, like, he's a very wealthy man, but he'll put up the stupidest photos of him. He'll, you know, the, have you ever seen the Instagram filter where it puts lipstick on you and like the beret?
Yeah.
He put that not just in his stories, but he then saved that story and put it on his main feed. And, you know, like anybody who teaches, oh, like you got to have a perfect Instagram grid would like, you know, they'd lose it if they saw Grant Cardone doing that. But I mean, that's the great thing about Grant Cardone. And so I actually am more about the Grant Cardone style of Instagramming than I am about, like, I'm going to put a picture of a latte and a notebook on a nice table and like all the other people who put pictures of lattes and notebooks on the nice table. Like, I have no idea what you think you're going to get from that. Remind me, I need to talk about my VPS formula for your main feed.
VPS formula. I'm going to take a note on that.
Yeah.
A lot has changed, right? Since last year. I don't remember exactly when it was that you were on. It was like fall-ish of 2018, late summer. Okay. And
how many do a week? Do you do three a week?
Two a week.
Okay.
Two a week. And you had like 9,500. You were just under 10,000 followers.
Really?
Yeah. When you were on. And
wait, 2018 or 2017? That's 2018.
No, 18. Yeah, yeah, 18. Yeah.
No, it couldn't have been because I would have had 10,000 followers by the end of 2017.
So
had to have been.
Well,
because I get like 1,000 a month.
Yeah. So that's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because when I reached out to you six, seven weeks ago to schedule this,
yeah,
you were at 41,000 followers. Mm-hmm. And then this morning, in looking at your Instagram, you're at 48,500 followers. Mm-hmm. You've built that up really, really fast. And I said, you know, when I messaged you, when I first saw that, you know, like, what's the secret? And you said, yeah. No secrets here. This is just, you know, this is just being intentional about it. So can you talk about that? Like,
this is where the VPS formula comes in. So the VPS formula, and you know, I was looking at your page right before this. And the main thing you have to change in your post, Rick, is you have to have text inside the pictures. So you have some like really great pictures of you, mm-hmm. but the VPS formula says that every post, and this starts with the picture, has to be valuable, has to be purposeful, and has to be shareable. Mm. And I may have mentioned this last time. Did I use the Louis Vuitton store analogy last time?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay. So real quick.
Yeah.
If you're walking down Fifth Avenue in New York City and all the stores are on the side and you walk by the Trump Tower and there's the Coach store and the Louis Vuitton store. Okay. So in the window of the Louis Vuitton store is going to be something that's going to catch your eye. And your main feed on Instagram is the Louis Vuitton window. It needs to catch people's eye. It needs to get you into the store. Very much like the stuff on your main feed on Instagram needs to get people to follow you and get them into your stories. And then once people go inside the Louis Vuitton store, that's where the money changes hands. It's not like they're having sidewalk sales at Louis Vuitton on Fifth Avenue. You know, all the money, all the sales are inside, just like almost all the sales are inside your stories on Instagram. So that's the analogy there. But your posts need to be valuable, purposeful, and shareable. And the way to make them valuable is to put a quote inside the picture. So if you go to my page on Instagram, do you have the ability to call up my screen, you know, for people that watch the video version of this? Or not my screen, but your screen, if you were to show my Instagram page?
Yeah.
So it's actually really, really beneficial. So I actually, do you know Ian Garlick, right?
I don't know.
Oh, Ian. So I did a podcast the other week with this guy, Ian Garlick. He's over in Florida. He has he's more of a teach people how to use video. But in the middle of our interview, he pulled up my Instagram and we walked through it. And I think that'd be really valuable if we could do that for your.
So can you see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm recording the, this right now.
Perfect.
So I'm on your, yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you see right there, there's a picture of me in a suit on stage and it says, if you want to do great things, you must do fewer things. Give yourself permission to say no. Mm-hmm. Now, if you flip over to your Instagram feed, you know, just open up another window there. You have a really good photo of you like sitting down and there's room for a quote in there. And if you throw in a quote in there, all of those are great. The one with the suit and tie on, right? So yeah, there's room on the right side there.
Yep.
And you get a quote in there. Now flip, go back to mine. And how many hearts are on that thing?
909.
So I usually get about 1200. Now I posted that just a few hours ago. That's going to be a good one. And the other thing is that, you know, so 1100 on the five things to quit yesterday.
Yeah.
Now everybody is pretty focused on likes and comments, but according to a guy who knows a guy at Instagram, you really want to get a lot of shares and saves of your posts. So I don't know how many shares and saves we got on that one, but if you scroll down a little bit more, and make sure we talk about Instagram TV too.
Yep.
If you scroll down to top five regrets of the dying, right there in the middle.
Yes.
That one, we got a ton of saves on that and shares. Now that's, we forgot to quote the person who wrote that book. Oh, Bronnie Ware. So right there in the quotes, she's like, please quote me. And I'm like, yeah, sorry. Sometimes my team forgets to attribute the quote. We apologize. I've had that happen to me too. So, you know, that one, you know, if I went into my insights, there'll be 400 shares and saves of that, which is big. Mm-hmm. So that that's what I would do. If you just scroll up a little bit more on my page there, you know, it's every single, almost every single picture has a quote in it. And sometimes there's a picture of me and sometimes it's a listicle or sometimes it's just a quote.
Yep.
And what's the C.S. Lewis quote? What's it have for likes there? It says you can't go back and change.
Almost 1,100.
Yeah. So up until about 3 weeks ago, I was getting about 1,200 to 1,500 on a good post. Mm-hmm. And then Instagram did something, you know, they're doing what Facebook did a couple of years ago and neutering your reach and all that stuff. So we knew it was coming and here it starts to happen. Mm-hmm. But one of the ways around that is Instagram TV.
Yeah. So I'm going to stop sharing here. So let's talk about IGTV. That was on my list to definitely chat about.
Yeah. So Instagram TV is that, for a long time it was useless, right? Like nobody knew what to do with it. And you would put a video up there, it would get no views. And then
it shows up in your feed now.
All of a sudden. So I was in Florida in February of 2019, you know, almost 2 years, a 2 year anniversary of Instagram. Maybe they did this for me. And I made this Instagram TV video. I don't even know why I made an Instagram TV video, because I knew they don't get a lot of views. And the next thing you know, this thing had 5,000 views in like 5 hours. And I'm like, okay, I broke Instagram or something. And then I noticed it continually doing that. And when you go, you know, so here's the formula for how I try and use Instagram TV now, because I believe you're getting triple the number of views, but there's a little trick to get the most out of it. So you have to make your Instagram TV video more than a minute long. And it doesn't have to be really long. It just has to be more than a minute long, because when it's more than a minute long and you put it on Instagram TV, it gives you the option to post a preview to your main feed, and you have to have that radio button checked.
Yeah.
Then make sure that you have a really cool title, and you only, you know, it's a very small amount of text you get to put in an Instagram TV. You get to, you know, small for the title and a little bit more in the description, which they now seem to be showing the description as well. They used to just show the title. You got to, you know, you put some really good curiosity in your title, very much like an email subject line. You have a more than a minute long Instagram TV video. It shows up on your main feed. You get three times as many people watching it. But here's the thing. If you look in your insights on the length of time someone will view an Instagram TV video that's previewed on your main feed, is that 90% of people will not watch beyond a minute. No one will actually click, hardly anyone will click through to watch the full 3 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, 90 second video, right? So if you want somebody to do something by watching, you know, if you want them to comment below, or you want them to send you a direct message, or you want them to click your link in your bio, you have to say it as early as possible in the Instagram TV video. Mm. So now you get triple the number of views. And if your call to action is after the minute, nobody sees it.
Right.
So you have to have that call to action early, because you don't get that long description that you do with the main post, where you can tell people what to do and most people will read it. So that's how you overcome, you know, the neutering of your picture posts that Instagram is doing. And so you make it valuable, and Instagram TV, we'll talk about that in a second, but back to the pictures. The way that I look at it is, you know, someone's scrolling through Instagram, and if there's just a picture of me, that's not valuable to anybody. Like, hey, maybe it's valued to my mom and she says I'm a special snowflake, but it's not valuable to anybody else. But if I put a quote in there, and a great one is like, hey, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with, Jim Rohn. That one, the other week that I posted a picture of me and my friend, Jason Capital. He's got a good following. And that quote, and it was a cool picture, and I'm wearing this stupid t-shirt, and, you know, 1500 likes, 500 saves. that was a home run for Post because the quote makes it valuable. Like if nothing else, and it's amazing how many people have never heard that quote. And, you know, but just looking at that, just looking at the picture, not looking at the description and the text in there, that's immediately valuable. Mm-hmm. So people are going to like it, save it, share it. And the more likes, saves and shares and all that stuff you get, the more Instagram will actually show your content. If nobody interacts with your content, they put you in the dustbin, right?
Are you adding to that in your description?
So yeah.
Like, so you're sharing so then, your personal, you know, experience or viewpoint or whatever.
Yeah. So I've automated my Instagram by having other people do it. So yeah. I don't pick the pictures. I'm in the pictures and I send all these pictures over to my team. Mm-hmm. I have a team. Ashton is the girl who runs my Instagram and a couple of my other socials. And, you know, young lady, very smart with the socials, doesn't cost me a fortune. And it's under 40 grand a year. And she will add the quote. If you go through my thing, you'll notice there's a color scheme to it. It's like black and, you know, baby blue or whatever. So, you know, she's into that. I don't care either way, but you know, we do have a bit of a branding that way. And then she puts the quote in there. And then my editor, copywriter, who just happens to be her boyfriend, writes the, you know, 2200 character Instagram. Sometimes it's long, sometimes it's short, but he's a really great writer. He writes in my voice. So everybody thinks it's me, but it's not me. The direct messages are still me, but that stuff is not me. And we just have a calendar. I used to suggest stuff. I don't even suggest stuff anymore. And their stuff gets more likes than anything I ever post. So they've got it down to a science. They figured it out. It's really great. We get lots of feedback. We grow our Instagram because it's valuable. It's shareable. You know, quotes are shareable. Mm-hmm. And then it's purposeful. And that means, what does purposeful mean? Like, it means, does this move the viewer closer, whether it's tiny bit closer or a lot closer to doing business with you? Every post. So if your post is not valuable to the viewer, it's not shareable in some way, and it's not purposeful, then don't post it. You know, if it's you and your dad at the Georgia Dome, and you know, he always wanted to go to a University of Georgia football game. Great. That's a great moment in your life, but it ain't getting you any business on Instagram. None. And I don't use social media. I use business media. I don't do anything on any social media that is personal. It's all for a purpose to grow my business. That's the way I look at it. I'm pretty ruthless about it, but that means I don't spend a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
So that's the way I look at it.
Where did you find your social media manager there?
She just happened to be the girlfriend of my editor, who I found through one of my copywriters, who I said, hey, I need a great editor. So I'm a big believer in your social circle, your personal network. Mm-hmm. And the greater you can grow your personal network through going to events, through being a great person, the easier life is in 9 billion ways, including getting people onto your team. Now, if you didn't have that, well, who do you know who has a big personal network? Yeah. Or, you know, you got your clients and customers. When I was in the fitness space and I needed customer service folks, we would often go to our clients because, you know, it was a very large market. It was lots of women, lots of stay-at-home moms. They believed in us. Why not get one of those people instead of bringing somebody in, trying to teach them like, hey, here's how we do stuff here. That's, you know, a real quick hack there in getting it. And, you know, you're just looking for a young, organized person who's trustworthy and dependable.
Yeah.
And you know, they're going to do a great job.
I want to talk about paid shout outs.
Yeah.
This is something that you mentioned before we get or early on that you started test this year, just in the past few months. So what was that? What were you hoping to do? How'd you go about it? And what were the results?
Yeah. So right after you messaged me at 41,000, so at 41,000, we never put a dime into growing the following. It was truly all organic, all natural. And then, you know, I was talking to Bedros, and Bedros Koulian is a good friend of mine, business partner, all this stuff. We run events. We're actually running an event in San Diego, August 16th and 17th, called the Empire Summit. Hope to see you there, Rick. And he was like, hey man, just, you know, get some paid shout outs and, you know, from the right pages, and, you know, you grow your Instagram, because at the end of the day, the only thing different And I truly believe this. The only thing different between him, Bedros, and Ed Mylett, this was how he was thinking about it, is that Ed Mylett has 1 million followers and Bedros had 100,000 followers, and more people are going to listen to the guy with 1 million followers. Mm. Like, okay, I get it. So I was talking to a friend of mine, this guy, his Instagram is Los Hustle, L-O-S Hustle, at Los Hustle. And his name is Los Silva, Carlos Silva. He's been in the marketing world for a long time. He works with a lot of fitness influencers. And he's like, yeah, I got a guy who, you know, they have these networks of pages, like, you know, entrepreneur quotes and all this stuff. And, yeah, you know, it's the right audience for you. And they'll do page shout outs. You know, they'll put your stuff up. Sometimes they put it up for 24 hours. They take it down. Sometimes they put it up there permanently. And, you know, they put up some of my best stuff. Now, here's the thing. Is I have no idea. I have no idea. You know, I'm spending this money, getting these followers, but how do I know where the follower came from who, you know, buys a program? And how do I know, like, you don't know anything on Instagram. It is not trackable at all. And so we added 5,000 in a month. I didn't really see the equivalent boost in income. So I was just like, I'm just going to do it the old fashioned way until someone else shows me a better way. So we tried it, learned, you know, big deal, out $5,000 and, you know, got 5,000 followers and learned a lesson. And, but at the end of the day, if you can't track it, to me, like, you know, I bought a business from a guy named Mark Ford, and Mark Ford is like a direct response marketer. And for me to say, like, he's still a small partner in the business. And for me to, like, you know, if he and I were sitting down and looking at our P&L and he said, well, what's this $5,000 for? And I was like, well, you know, I bought some shout outs on Instagram. Like, he would look at me with, like, he would disdain. And so, you know, that's the way that I look at it. Like, I'm a direct response marketer too. And here I am kind of playing, I call this like, you know, when people, there's services that where you can pay to get on podcasts. And I'm like, listen, that's like, you may as well buy a lottery ticket because you have no idea what that's going to turn into. And you can't track this stuff. Yeah. You can't track paid shout outs. So it's not true to my core. So I moved away from it. Now Bedros does it, and he's gone from 100,000 to 380,000 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly how much money he's put in there. My friend Joel Marion went from 0 to 1 million followers in 4 months when he first started Instagram in early 2018. Now he paid $1 million to get 1 million followers, but you know, it's, he's got a different agenda. And so at the end of the day, I just haven't figured out how to make it work. And if somebody else does, by all means, go for it and good on you. But to me, it's I'm probably not going to do it again soon. I'm just going to continue to get better at the craft of Instagramming, as if hopefully Mark Ford never hears me say that either.
I don't know if Mark Ford listens to the podcast or not.
I don't. He does listen to Tim Ferriss's though.
Okay.
All yeah. Right.
Super helpful, man. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing all this stuff. I want to make sure people can connect with you on Instagram, and where can they also find your course? Also DM you if they're interested in the workshops and stuff like that. Just share a little bit more about your course, what you teach, and then also what do you focus on? These are the Perfect Life workshops, correct?
Yeah. So they're really for the entrepreneur who wants to grow the perfect business, which allows you to make good money, but still, you know, not consume your entire life. So we do those all over. We have an online version of the coaching program as well called 2x10less, which is based on success stories of people who have doubled their income and worked 10 fewer hours in 90 days. So that's what the main part of my business. I'm on Instagram at real Craig Ballantyne, not the fake one, the real one. And you can send me DMs there. I have the course at socialstorysellingsystem.com. When you get that, you get lifetime access. We're always adding new videos because this stuff changes. You know, a lot of the stuff that I've shared today is obviously new over the last year. And we also have a really good Facebook group where people are sharing what they're learning in different industries. And it really does work across many, many industries as well. And then one other thing, Rick, is I think I sent you my new book, The Unstoppable Book.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I got a new book out called Unstoppable, How to Get Through Hell, Overcome Anxiety, and Dominate in Business and Life. It's really about entrepreneurial anxiety. My coaching is really for somebody who feels overwhelmed, who's on the verge of big breakthroughs, and I get them squared away so that they could do it. I'm not I'm not going to rewrite your copy like, you know, Craig Clemens is going to rewrite your copy, but I will help you and get you the right people and give you some feedback on that as well. But, you know, I just love helping people get unstuck. And so that's what I'm able to do. And if somebody wants a copy of that book, they can go to beunstoppablebook.com.
Be unstoppable. I'm glad you brought that up because I actually had that listed down here and I have it on my bookshelf over my shoulder here because it resonates with me, especially. You and I've talked a lot about it as far as your story goes and the anxiety that you used to feel. And that's something that I struggle with. You know, I have for, I mean, I've been able to in the past 6 months or so, been able to tie it back to like seventh grade.
Wow.
For me, where, you know, worrying and anxiety and it is really, it's up and down over the years, but it really, I mean, has gotten a lot worse over the past few years. And really, I do a lot of work on it. And so I really resonate with your message and what you talk about in the book and stuff like that. But before we go, actually, share a little bit about what you talk about in the book. And you said that somebody who wants to, is an entrepreneur who wants to create the business where they're not working all the time, right? That's not consuming everything and wants to have a life in the process while having a successful business.
Yeah. So the way that I look at this, I use this little analogy, Rick, is that a lot of people in general, but entrepreneurs specifically are walking around like as if someone came into your house, pulled back your cranium and poured one of those boxes of jigsaw puzzle pieces into your brain, right? So now you got 1,000 cluttered pieces in there. They shut your cranium, walked away, said, see you later. Good luck with that. And if you're feeling like that, you're all cluttered, you're anxious, you're overwhelmed. And oftentimes, like, you know, for you, Rick, you're overwhelmed with opportunity. There's so much cool stuff you can do. And, you know, you kind of have to slap your wrist and stuff like that. So what the book does is it helps you get all of those pieces out of your head and then arrange them into a very clear vision, giving you clarity of what to do next. It helps you build a 90-day plan for success, helps you, you know, it dives deeper into some of the stuff that we talk about in my other book, The Perfect Day Formula. It shows, you know, I've worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and I've seen the patterns of what the most successful ones do. You know, I have a couple of entrepreneur clients who have 5 kids, you know, mixed marriage, blended family is what they call it these days. You know, so they got 5 kids, you know, they actually go on vacation with their ex partners. So they're really good relationships and they got 1 million things going on, businesses that are very busy. And yet, you know, the wife has done work at 2 o'clock and the husband's done work at 5 o'clock and they're in great relationship and they're in great health and all this stuff. And, you know, they're the type of people you look at and go, how do you do that? And there's a lot of the things that they do are profiled in the book, like planning the night before in a specific way, and also doing the exercises that I help people unclutter their head and get complete clarity about what to do next so that you can say no to a lot of things so you can become really great at a few things. And that's how you become successful in life.
I love it. Yeah. I'll link up all these links that that Craig's talking about on the show notes page. I'll have a link to the video so that you can take a look at what we're talking about when we're looking at Craig's Instagram feed and also my Instagram feed. I'll have that up in the show notes for the episode here today. Craig, thank you so much again for coming back on the show. This is awesome. I really appreciate it, man.
Hey, man. Happy to be here. Can't wait to go and learn some more Instagram and earn my way back for a third time.
Hey, if you're an online expert, in other words, you're an online educator, you're a course creator, you're a coach, you're a consultant, you're likely doing webinars, or maybe you've got a membership program, et cetera, in your business, and you want to be growing your email list by reaching more of your target audience and selling more of your programs or services. And if you're using Facebook and Instagram ads right now and you're not getting the results that you want and you're feeling overwhelmed and frustrated that you are wasting so much time and money trying to figure out how to leverage Facebook and Instagram ads to grow your business, then I want to invite you to a free webinar training that I put together called How to Generate Profitable Leads and Sales with Facebook and Instagram Ads. And you can sign up for that training at rickmulready.com/training. Again, you can sign up for that training, pick a day and time that works best for you. And the link is rickmulready.com/training. The feedback on that training that people send over to me is awesome. Thank you so much for all that feedback, everybody, as you go through that training. Coming up on the podcast, I've got another quick tip episode coming your way where I'm going to be talking about how to distinguish between opportunities in your business that are distractions and those that are actually going to move your business forward. This is a topic of conversation I have almost on a daily basis with my Accelerator Mastermind students. And so I want to share my thoughts on this with you here on the podcast. I'm going to do that in the next Quick Tip episode coming up here on the show. Really excited to share that with you. And so until then, and as always, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I do not take your attention lightly. Keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business, and do more of what's working, right? Pretty simple. I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.